Every now and then, the rumor mill gets it right. Such was the case with the new iPhone. We had earlier heard it would have a bigger screen, faster processor, better battery, the ability to connect at 4G speed. But will the iPhone 5 live up to its promise? Joining us live, Ken Moskowitz, Spanky from the Data Doctors. By the way, you can hear their reports daily, afternoons at 1:42 on WTOP Radio. Spanky, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, guys. I got to tell you, Apple fans all over the world are T-bowing this morning. Obviously, you know, it's the worst-kept secret in tech, and it's finally out of the closet. There were no big surprises yesterday with the iPhone 5 announcement. Everybody was clamoring for, is this device real? Is this device not real? You know how those internet rumors go. And obviously, we now know it's all real.
Well, you know what bugs me, though? There's a new connector so that all of your chargers, your cords, your docks, you can't use them anymore.
Yeah, they've changed the connector, and part of the reason they did that is most people, that 30-pin connector has been a staple of theirs for almost a decade now. And really, with today's technology, most people are syncing wirelessly, and you really only need it to power the device. So it's really becoming less critical to the device, and so they wanted something that was smaller and also faster for people who still use a connection.
Now, when people take a look at smartphones today, it used to be almost a given that if you really wanted the top of the line, you got what the iPhone was, whatever its latest version happened to be. But there's a lot of competition out there. Should you consider some others?
Well, sure. I mean, we've been playing at Data Doctors with the Samsung Galaxy S3, and it's a great phone. Again, you know, just like in the Windows and Apple sphere, you know, where there's the haters of Apple products and there's the haters of Windows, same thing happens in the smartphone genre. There are loyalists to the Android operating system, and there are loyalists to the iOS. I'm a huge fan of Apple's operating system, and for a couple of reasons. They have what we call a walled garden. It keeps out the bad stuff, the malware, the stuff that's going to infiltrate the phone, and just like a Windows PC and Macs are now vulnerable, it will eventually cause big, big problems.
Is there anything you don't like about the new iPhone, even though you're pretty excited about it?
Couple of the quick things that I really love about it have nothing to do with the iPhone itself and have everything to do with the new operating system, iOS 6. First of all, if you ever use FaceTime, you'll now be able to FaceTime over the cell network, so you don't have to be connected to Wi-Fi anymore to use video conferencing.
That's great.
It's tremendous. The navigation, they said so long Google Maps, and they have their own 3D turn-by-turn navigation with Siri. This is going to make navigation a breeze. Right now, iPhone users struggle. You either have to have a third-party app or you have to keep looking at your phone while you're driving, which isn't very safe.
So are you going to upgrade to this?
I have to. I'm an early adopter. The bleeding edge is where I live. Couple of quick features that I think you guys are going to love. For business travelers in the Washington, D.C. area, you know, there's people in and out constantly.
Right.
Passbook. Imagine if you never had to carry a movie pass, a Starbucks card, tickets for your airplane, concerts. It's a virtual wallet. If you walk into the airport, the location-enabled device will say, ha, you're at the airport. I need to give this guy their ticket. And it pops up on your screen. They scan it on your way into security, and off you go.
Nice.
He's starting to convince me.
I know.
All this morning.
I hope you're on commission, Ken. Ken Moskowitz, Spanky from the Data Doctors. Thanks a lot.